You are listening to The 945 Show on WFNU-LP, 94.1 FM, and podcasted everywhere. Local music from the Twin Cities.
Everybody, and welcome to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. We are Frogtown Community Radio. This is the 945 show. We're actually doing a new episode this week. It's Mike Rez, one of your co-hosts. Bridge Sky is here. Hi, Bridge.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome. So we might sound a little different to the audience, and I just, well, let's just get it out of the way right away, Bridge. We are not live in the studio. I, unfortunately, I'm kind of on a quarantine for COVID. I was a close contact to somebody at work, and I had to go get tested, so Bridge and I decided to err on the side of caution, and even though it's been like 8 days since I've been exposed, and I'm feeling fine, I'm feeling great, we're just gonna not tempt fate here, because that's when you start running into problems.
Better safe than sorry is always my go-to.
Right. So we're recording on a Friday. I'm at my house. Bridge is at her house. We both have background noises that might creep into the recording. So if you
and the listeners can't see, but I can see you, Mike.
Yeah.
Rez, you are in space.
We're having a little fun with the background. So I figured
spaceship.
It was either that or you would see the wardrobe behind me, and I don't think you want to see the wardrobe. So we went with the space. Is it moving? It looks like it's moving.
It is. Your little alien friends are moving.
I can't.
You are somewhat transparent too.
Really?
Like you go in and out.
Oh,
yeah.
There
like you
we
got
go.
This invisible thing going on. Ooh, superpowers.
So I can't. Unfortunately, I can't see my full screen. I wish I could. I don't know. I got to work on this and figure out how to make things work, but oh well, what do you do? So Bridge, you and I were gone last week. You were doing your thing, I was doing my thing. Did you want to talk about what you were doing last week?
Yes I do. It was very local, right at the state capitol, Walk for Recovery. It was amazing. It's like, okay, so I never went to you many years before because I don't like exercise, Mike. So I'm like, walk? I'll just give them money. But then I found out, because I worked for MRC, Minnesota Recovery Connection, it's actually more like a big festival. And so I went last year and it was amazing. And like last year, it must have had, and it was coming out of COVID too, it was decent attendance. The food was great. There was henna and music, a live stage. And the walk is literally just like around, not even like a mile maybe, around the Capitol. It's really fun. But anyway, I was so blown away. This year, however, there was like 8 food trucks.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. And the stage just was nonstop. We had a DJ. We had all different live musical artists. And then, of course, thousands. It had to be in the thousands of people. Oh, my kids, of course, came. And so there's a kid activity. I spent 10 to 3. It was 10 to 3. I thought, oh, that's plenty of time to hit everything. No, not if you bring your kids. We stay at the kid activity area for a while. But no, it was amazing. Amazing. I'm totally sorry that I missed out on. I want to hear about your plans.
Well, that was a lot of fun. The Find Your Stage event 2020 took place at the Varsity Theater last weekend. And I was lucky enough to be on one of the panels with Krista Wax from KFAI. Who, by the way, is like one of the funniest people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I've never met her before, and we hit it off really good, Bridge. She's going to come on our show on
awesome.
October 8th, and we'll do a get-to-know Krista Wax show. And then she's got some local music that I haven't heard, and I have local music she hasn't heard, so we're going to bounce some ideas off of that. And so
elaborate.
Yeah,
I love it.
So and then we're gonna be on her show at some point at KFAI, so we'll let you
awesome.
Know when that's gonna happen. Yeah, so we talked about how musicians can get our attention and get the music on the radio. And I think I made contact with 5 or 6 musicians, or at least got their contact information. I'm already getting some music from them, and we're going to actually be playing one song from one of the musicians that I met. She's from the Philippines, so we'll talk about that song coming up here in just a little while.
Yeah.
You remember when we had Rye Edwards on a couple of weeks ago, almost a month ago now, and he talked about how this event was going to be really for like the indie artist that needed to know, you know, if they wanted to talk to music producers and sound engineers and radio or record label executives. They got to do that. And then there was us that talked about how to get your song on the radio. And then there was other record and music producers talking about how they produce things and how marketing agencies will help you market your music. It's just a good information session for everybody. And I think everybody that I talked to, as far as the musicians go, got a kick out of what was said. Some of them were just needed some extra encouragement from people in the industry, and you know, they know what they're doing, and we're going to be playing music, their music, throughout the next couple of weeks. We'll probably have a couple in studio to interview. So it was a lot of fun. I had fun, you know, getting to know them and finding out what their experience has been like. And Shang Belamonte, who we're going to be playing in a little bit, she's from the Philippines, who had a big music career over in the Philippines and was actually a Sony signed artist. And now she's here in the United States. And she's not starting over because she has an established career in the Philippines, but she's here in Minnesota and she's trying to get her music played here now in the States. So we're going to play some of that. And then that night we had the showcase, which had Turn, Samantha Grimes, and None Above. And None Above, they were on America's Got Talent Bridge. And I don't know if you watch that show. I don't. I didn't know they were on it, but they are so good. I think they're all under the age of like 22. I think 22 or 23 is the oldest member of the group. And they're two brothers and two sisters. And their dad and their mom were there, and they were having fun. They brought in, I don't know, I think maybe like 2 dozen people came just to see them play. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Side question.
Yes.
I wonder if they really are siblings. Did you know, Mike, I just read this, that the White Stripes are not actually brother and sister. It came out that they're actually a couple, married.
Really?
The license. Yes, because we played I picked one of their songs. And yes, I just was like, and nobody's really said much about it, but I was like, how? They look so much alike.
That is interesting. You wouldn't... Did they market themselves as siblings?
Yes, they did that on purpose because they didn't want to... Well, the article said, who knows? I'd love to talk to them myself.
Right.
But they said that, you know, they didn't want to come out as the couple that plays music together. Like, it happens a lot, and they didn't want to... They figured they'd be brushed aside, and so... But now it's just weird.
That is weird. I don't know why you would hide that.
Right. Immediately, I'm thinking... At first, I was thinking, ooh, that's kind of incestual.
That is the first thought that comes to your, comes to your mind. You're like, wait a minute.
But they look like twins.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So, but I like that family connection thing because, yeah, you're all together. You kind of have those same similar, I would say, creative abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I love family band duos things.
Yeah, they're really good. So if you have a chance to ever see them live, please go do that. And Samantha Grimes, she loves, you can tell she loves being on stage. I haven't talked to her personally. I've just had some interactions on social media with her. But watching her on stage, you can tell she just enjoys being on stage and loves to sing and loves to entertain. And she just had like this big smile on her face the whole time. She was just having so much fun. It was great.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of artist that just really, you could see that passion come out when they perform and you get to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So for those of you that missed it, sorry you missed it. It was a great night of music. But yeah, go out and follow Samantha Grimes, None Above, and Turn, and find out when they're playing, and don't miss out. It'll be a good night for sure. But
they should make it an annual thing. Do you know? Are they going to do an annual?
I think they're going to try. They sure are going to try. Rye and his team. There was like we just talked to Rye, and I knew he had a team behind him. But man, he's got a lot of people that helped him put that on. So
yes.
Good job to the Find Your Stage group. It was really good. It was a lot of fun. They had when there wasn't panels going on, they brought in some local musicians to play in between to keep us entertained, like during the breakfast time and when you came in, and then during lunch, and so any break time. There wasn't a lot of like not you know standing around and sitting there awkwardly mm-hmm. with people you don't know.
Right, that would have been.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stuff to do, and then I got to hang out with Graybeat all day on Saturday, so that was nice.
Yeah. Oh, and me and his wife are friends on Facebook, Fakebook now, so it's official.
Oh, there you go. New
We're
Facebook
besties.
Friend. There you go. That's all. That's what matters, right? All your friends on Facebook. How many friends do you have?
That makes it real.
Yep. All right. So we got some music. Let's get into some music. Setting up the rest of the show. We got some other stuff going on. It's kind of like a music potpourri thing going on where we just kind of threw some songs together. We got a lot of local stuff, so we'll play the local stuff the first half of the show. Bridge, you have a dating update that we'll get to in a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to start the show with the musician that I was talking about from the Philippines, Shang Belamonte. This song is called Let Me Know. And after that, we're going to hear a song called Fired Up by a local group called Syvers, S-Y-V-E-R-S. This video is really cool. It was shot on the shores of Lake Superior in the Winter Bridge. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I'll be sharing that out on social media this weekend as I'm getting some music in, and a lot of them are coming with videos. So we'll share the videos, the YouTube videos, and you can all follow them on that as well. So here we go. Without any further ado, Let Me Know by Shang Belamonte on the 945 show.
Taste of your lips when you kiss me. Oceans apart, but you're with me.
Here in my heart, here in my heart.
Now this apartment feels empty.
Empty.
I need your body, come save me.
Save
the walls caving in, going crazy. When the morning comes, wake up and you're not here. Missing you more each day. Wish you were next to me. When the sun.
We'll find a way.
Listening to WFNULP 94.1 FM, St. Paul, Frogtown Community Radio.
I'm fired up and waiting on the sun to rise, flickering underneath the clouded sky. If you look at me now, you see a storm. Dress me up, I won't disappoint. I won't
That was Sivers with Fired Up on the 945 show on WFNU, Frogtown Community Radio. Before that, you heard Let Me Know by Shang Belamonte. Let Me Know is a song that talks about what it's like being in a long-distance relationship bridge while providing encouragement and inspiration that couples need during times of being apart. That was the inspiration behind that one. And then for those of you who don't know anything about Sivers, which I did not know anything about until a couple days ago, they're a lo-fi electronica duo from Minneapolis, Minnesota, residing in the crossroads of organic instrumentation, mellow synths, and intimate vocals. And if you just heard that last song, you can relate to that. You know that's right on, spot on, I should say. Bandmates Jake and Sarah explore vulnerable aspects of human existence with authenticity and hope. And I know both artists, both groups are available on Spotify. Just search them out. Shang Belamonte is S-H-E-N-G Belamonte. And Sivers is spelled S-Y-V-E-R-S. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well. So check those artists out. Those are pretty sweet artist bridge.
What are your thoughts on long-distance relationships?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've never really been in one. The longest-distance relationship I've ever been in was probably, like, from here to Maple Grove. So not very far at all. Have you been in a long-distance relationship before?
No, and I don't attempt them because they're bananas. They don't work. I don't believe that they work. I think if you had like a strong, like solidified relationship and then had to go, you know, far distances from each other, then it could work. But otherwise, no. If it starts long distance, it's going to stay long distance. It's not going to work out.
Well, I will tell you, I met Shang's husband on Saturday night at the showcase, and they were dating long distance. She was in the Philippines during the pandemic, and they have recently been married, I think, in the last couple of years. So
did they beat long distance?
I think they did. I'm not quite sure. We should have her in.
Yeah.
And then we'll interview her about how the long distance relationship worked during a pandemic.
Well, and I've had cousins, and like I've never seen it work. But however, it's a new world. There's virtual, you know, Zoom land, so you can actually see the people. There's no, you know, fake filtering.
You mean like fishing, face backgrounds?
Catfishing. Oh, the backgrounds are okay. But there's a lot of people that have those pictures up that aren't very accurate. I had a guy I met in person, and oh my God, it was very much off. And I said, hey, how old are your pictures that you got on your profile there? It's like, oh, that one was from high school. And I'm like, when was high school? It's like 10, 15 years ago?
Wow.
Yikes. Video helps.
Yeah. I wonder if video like makes the long distance easier. I mean, there's no substitute for being in the same room as somebody.
Right. But, chemistry, like real chemistry.
Right. Yeah. Because there's still a barrier there. I mean, even though it is a screen, you're still not, I don't know. Are you still being your true authentic self, even if somebody can see you?
Actually, they say, okay. Now we could go off on a tangent. They do say every relationship, the first 2 years is the mushy stage. So nobody's really all the way themselves until after about that 2 years. That's when you can make it or break it.
2 years? That seems like an awful long time to fake it if you're faking it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I think they got to live together, too. You got to spend a good, some solid time living together.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then persevere and make it 20 plus years, I guess.
Yes.
Speaking from personal experience, of course.
Yeah. Well, you give me hope that
there's something,
you know, long-term
out there.
Things happen for real. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It does. It happens. It seems like it's few and far between. We were just having a conversation, not you and me, but me and somebody else. Who are we? I was talking to somebody about how it seems like the younger generation, like my kids who are in their 20s, like their generation is in a hurry, and not all of them, but it seems like most of them are in a hurry to get married so they can get divorced and get that first marriage and divorce out of the way.
Because
that seems to be like the end thing is like, you haven't lived until you've been divorced and you have to get married young. And then it's kind of weird. Somebody referred to it as your starter marriage is what
I was saying.
I was like, that's just ridiculous. Just find the person you love and marry him. Don't go
and
into
don't
it
even
thinking
do it
you're
legally.
Getting divorced.
Don't do sign papers. Go ahead. Do the reception and the dress and all the things. Just don't sign any legal documents.
Right. It makes it messier. That's for sure. Once paper is involved, there's more paperwork to fill out later.
Yeah, that's silly. I don't like the checking the divorced box. I officially don't do that now because I like single. Single's the top box. I put that. That's true, too.
It's easier just to hit that top box, right?
Yes, otherwise I immediately feel that judgment of, oh, sad. Oh. Pity. Sadness.
Oh, man. All right, so we got some more music coming up. You're listening to the 945 show, the pre-recorded version of the 945 show. Bridge is off in internet land. I'm also in internet land, and we're not in the same room. We're not even recording this live in studio today. This is Friday for us. It's Saturday morning for you, so thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. If you want more information on this show or any other show on WFNU, please go to WFNU.org, and that's our website. You can check out information on us there. You can find out when your favorite show is. If you download the free WFNU app, like Bridge and I both have done, and we encourage you to do every week, you can listen to this show on demand, or you can listen to us live in the app as well. You can also find our Instagram feed. And go ahead and click on that and follow WFNU there. And check out the events page. Bridge, we have a big event coming up for the radio station. We're teaming up with KRSM, our sister station in Minneapolis. They're another low-power FM radio station. Mm-hmm. And KFAI is helping us out, too. We're having a fundraiser at Urban Growler in St.
Cool.
Paul. It's a woman-owned brewery. It's one of my favorite breweries. I'm not getting paid to say that. It really is one of my favorite breweries. It's happening on October 28th from 5 to 9. Nerdy is going to be performing for us. It's a costume
awesome.
Party. So come
yeah.
out and dress up. It's a couple of days from Halloween. Drink some beer. Find me at the merch table. I'm going to be selling merch, Bridge, for the radio station. So
I called a hoodie.
Yeah, there you go.
It's hoodie season, Mike.
It's hoodie season, finally.
This is my favorite season. Yes.
Yeah, it's chilly out there. I turned the heat on today, Bridge.
Did you?
I did. I couldn't take it anymore. It was 65 degrees in the house at noon, so it was time to turn it on just for a little bit. Just get the chill out of the air and then turn it off.
Well, I'm just happy. Nope, we busted out the hoodies. And I think there's enough bodies in the house that it stayed warm enough. And I'm like, get your socks on, get your sweatpants out. Mom's not kicking on the heat till we have to.
Right, yeah. Where are those wool sock bins? We put them away, and now we're taking them back out. It's that time of year.
It is.
All right, so, Bridge, let's listen to some music from the bands that played at the showcase last week.
Yeah.
For the Finder Stage event. I've got Turn, 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 Samantha Grimes, and None Above. And then when we come back from that, we will get into your dating update, Bridge.
Oh, yeah. So, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so be prepared for that. So we got three songs coming up. You're listening to the 945 show on WFNU.
Nobody.
right, that was None Above with Summer Crush on WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. This is Frogtown Community Radio. You are listening to the 945 show. And it looks like my microphone might be a little bit on the fritz. Bridge, are you still with me here?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're coming in loud and clear. All of a sudden, my microphone is like super quiet. So I got to try to figure this out on the run here. Man.
On the fly?
Yeah, that's not good at all. We'll have to do some editing in this episode, I guess.
Before... It's authentic. It's authentic, Mike.
Nothing beats being in the studio, especially when you're sitting in your house trying to figure out how you're going to record an episode and get it up and running and sound somewhat professional. But I guess, hey, who am I to decide what,
no
how
judgments.
This stuff works, right?
Jeez and Louise. It's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair, Mike, because my studio is my home for my podcast every week. So this is like the same thing I do every Sunday.
Yeah, so you're up and running and you're good, and here I am struggling in my bedroom to figure out how to get things
push
to
a couple
go.
Buttons. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that was None Above with Summer Crush off of their season one episode, or season one CD, I should say. Before that, we heard Samantha Grimes with Black Eyeliner, which is one of my favorite songs from Samantha Grimes. And then Turn, Turn, Turn with Can't Go Back. And you can check that all of those groups out on Spotify, and then follow them on Facebook, Instagram. I think a couple of them are on Twitter. I think Samantha Grimes is more readily available on Facebook. And None Above is Instagram, and so is Turn, Turn, Turn. If you need, you know, if you wanted to engage with them, those are the areas you would look for the all-powerful engagement. It's such a magic word in the world of social media, Bridge. A dating update. Can you tell us?
Oh, we're gonna jump into that.
We're gonna just jump right into it. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I've been on a few actual out in public dates. Okay. I did smoothie coffee thing. That was nice. And then I did a Chinese buffet thing. You know, there's that saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Right.
And it's too, that goes for women too, especially single moms that don't like doing dishes that cook for everybody else. Yeah. So anything food's been fun, but I gotta tell you, I don't know what it is. I think it's the fact that it's not that I have high standards. My roommates were just telling me, no, Bridge, you actually just have standards now. And so I don't know what it is. I think it might be an age thing, but a lot of the guys my age are at that point where they want to settle down. Oh, Mike, that doesn't work for me. I've been settled since I was 22 years old. I'm trying to have full energy. Let's do all the things.
Right. Yeah. They've got to come to your level. Right?
Right. They got to come up to my, at least for, we're in the beginning here. And it's like, I don't know. I just, maybe it's because I feel like a dancing monkey. Like I'm the entertaining conversationalist. And I have this dating guy that I watch on YouTube. And I follow all his tips. And one of his tips are just make sure you're listening, listening. And in my head, I'm listening and I'm listening and I'm falling asleep. It's just like.
Now, you can do too much listening, Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Does it? And when you're doing it, are you like trying to consciously try to remember to listen? And then does that kind of distract you from the listening part?
The hard part is, amongst what they're saying, I usually have already done. I can think of three things that sound interesting compared to what their sentence is. I'm like, but I don't want to scare them off, you know?
Right.
But I have done a lot in my days, and I've experienced, oh, you know, like one guy was talking about how he just did some cool ride at the state fair. I was like, oh, cool. Well, yeah, I went skydiving. Oh, you went skydiving? I'm like, oop, yep. Yeah, I did that. Pretty amazing. So I don't want to make them feel, you know, insecure, but I've traveled. I do things that I do still, I guess, my favorite thing to do is to try new things, right? But a lot of the guys that I'm like, well, do you like rides? Can we go on rides? They're like, oh, I don't really do rides. I'm like, we're not old. You're old. I'm not old.
So you're running into an issue with guys your age looking and feeling old and
being kind of settling, wanting to settle. And I don't want to settle. And I've already done the whole
party. You're ready
to
party. Yeah. You're like, you've already done that part of your life, right? You're ready to get on to the part that should have been earlier, but now it's coming later in your life.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to party, but I've definitely tried to do things that are like fun and, you know, exciting and nothing like crazy, but I definitely realized. So what I'm doing, okay, here's my new method. Okay. So it's not fair. I've just been staying in my comfort zone. I've been looking for guys that are in my similar interest community groups, right? So right. Here's what I'm going to start doing from this point on. Mike, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going out of my way to go to other community interest groups, right? Nothing too far off.
Okay? Sure.
Nothing too crazy. But something where I would be brand new to it or I've never even like thought to try and just maybe, you know, they say opposites attract, okay? So maybe right. I just need to like try dating some guys that are, I don't know anything about what they're into. And I, yeah, going down that road. Cause I feel like my group, my community groups that I've been into, I've already done all the things, Mike.
Right. Yeah. It's too similar, right? To the
yeah.
people in your circle. So let's
but
make,
yeah, it's
make
been
that
good.
A rhombus or whatever, a rectangle, kind of an octagon maybe.
Yes. And last thing. So I really believe in like, going with my instincts and you know, my gut feelings, especially chemistry. Like if I don't feel a good, like if there's not some kind of lust factor in there within that hour of talking, why waste my time? But I do believe in signs and symbols. Okay. So I was at the buffet. I love fortunes. Guess what my fortune said?
Bring your co-host an egg roll.
Well, there was that. That was on the back of Chinese.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It said, "What is a friend?" Question mark. A single soul dwelling in two bodies.
Yeah,
and I'm half kidding all these. By the way, the couple of guys that I am going to continue exploring that, like I said, but I think I'm going to challenge them to step it up a little bit. Do some fun stuff.
So do they listen to the show? Do they know you're on the radio talking about them? Not by naming names, but by...
Maybe they're trying to be too cool, but they say, oh, yeah, no, that's cool. I'll listen to that. No, I haven't heard nothing.
Really?
So I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't want to get intimidated, or maybe they are intimidated, and they think that I don't think they're cool if they don't listen.
They definitely need to start listening to this show, dang it. We need the support.
Exactly.
Plus, it might impress you. Who knows, right? I mean, maybe it takes more than that to impress you, I'm sure. But
and especially, yeah, I like morning riser people, and we're not that early. So if they're sleeping in all the time and they can't catch the show, then they're not for me.
Right.
I like to be up and doing my things.
Right, yeah. So get up and listen to the show, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
We would appreciate that quite a bit. You're listening to the 945 show on Frogtown Community Radio. Mike Rez, Bridge Sky. This is where we would normally do the out the window weather report, but we are pre-recording on Friday because of COVID-related things and stuff. And so look out your own window, and that's the weather report today.
Hopefully it's sunny because it's not today.
No, it was raining today, 65 today. I'm looking outside my bedroom window right now. All I see is my neighbor's, I think it's a white spruce. I don't know. It's a pine tree. It's tall. It's about 80 feet tall. I really
holy smoke
get worried about it falling on the house on a windy day, but so far so good. But it is dropping pine cones. Right
pine
now.
Cones.
So it's that time of year. It's chilly. It's chilly weather. Before we get into some more music, Bridge, let's talk about some celebrity birthdays that happened this week.
Ooh.
I still have those. Do you remember Julio Iglesias?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
He is 79 years old. And honestly, I thought he was older than that. Usually you're surprised by how old somebody is. I'm surprised by how young he is.
No kidding. Well, and I like his son, Enrique.
Oh, sure. Yeah. He's mm-hmm. had a good singing career too. Bruce Springsteen turned 73. And that's not easy for me to say.
Wow.
Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, turned 63. Tony Basil, the Mickey singer, you know, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. That one, 79 years old.
Sheesh.
Sherry Belafonte is 68. Joan Jett turned 64 this week. Opera singer Andrea Bocelli turned 64. Nicole Richie from The Simple Life and other reality TV shows, and bestie of Paris Hilton. I think they're still besties. I don't know.
And Lionel Richie's adopted daughter. Oh, we're the same height. I love her.
She is 41. Jeremy Irons turned 74. Joan London turned 72. And Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live is 60.
All right.
And some more couple of interesting nuggets that I found this week, Bridge. An Ohio man holds the record for the largest documented Mickey Mouse memorabilia collection in the world.
Wow.
John Bartenstein of Worthington, Ohio, has three entire rooms in his home filled with Mickey Mouse memorabilia, a collection of over 12,375 items.
Wow.
Do you collect anything?
No. I'm a minimalist, Mike. I collect memories.
There you go. I collect coffee mugs for some reason. It's like if I find a coffee mug that I like, I get it, and then it fills up my cupboard, and then my wife says, do you really need another coffee mug? And I say, no, but I'm going to get it anyway.
So. I like magnets for the fridge, so whenever we travel anywhere or anybody else goes, no, it doesn't have to be me, if my kids or roommates go elsewhere, I'd be like, give me a magnet!
Yep.
Give me a magnet.
We do that, too. I'm also a sticker collector, and I find different spots to stick them. So right now, my laptop is full of stickers. My new studio in my backyard, there's a wall on a cupboard that I just got that I started filling up with stickers. So if you guys want to send me a sticker, let me know. Get a hold of me.
You know what I miss?
We'll sticker swap.
I had a scratch. I love the scratch and sniff stickers. I had a sticker, like, I don't know what they were, like sticker albums.
Yeah.
And so I would collect them, and they had the best smelling, and they still... Well, I don't know where it, I think my daughter has it, but I smelt it like, I don't know, 6 months ago. Strawberry shortcake still smells like strawberries.
Really?
Yes.
My favorite one was the pizza, the slice of pizza. For some reason, I don't know why. It didn't really smell like pizza, but it smelled like garlic, I guess.
Oh, so yes.
It was close enough when you're in third grade. But what do you know? You don't know anything back then. Speaking of pizza, yeah, how about this for a segue? A few years back, there was a New Jersey pizza chain called Villa Italian Kitchen that introduced America to the, I'm going to say, horror of the pumpkin spice pizza. The dish had dough smothered in pumpkin pie filling, which was then covered in a layer of mozzarella cheese. And then another layer of pumpkin pie filling was piled on it once it was out of the oven. A spokesman for Villa Italian Kitchen said, it's a magical place where all the deliciousness of pizza meets the flavors of pumpkin spice.
No.
Nobody is sure whether or not if Villa Italian Kitchen is still creating, whatever that is. But if you Google pumpkin spice pizza, Bridge, you're going to find over 1,000 different recipes for pumpkin spice pizza.
Two things. The roommates have already been bringing home pumpkin spice, all the things. I'm not a fan. I like pumpkin pie. I like made from scratch pumpkin pie. That's what we do here. Everything else is just a ripoff. It's gross. But I just had to try to, she forced me to try to bite a pumpkin pie. Whatever, muffin? Yuck.
You don't like muffins?
I love muffins, not pumpkin pie.
Oh,
spice,
sure. The pumpkin muffin.
Whatever.
I love the pumpkin muffins, especially if they have cream cheese frosting on it.
Oh, the pizza, though. Don't mess with my pizza. I just started watching Top Chef. You ever seen that show?
Yep.
And this episode that just caught is on pizza made like from scratch in the fire burning oven and the wheat he grinds himself. Ooh, you can't feel guilty eating that.
No, I like that. The other one I like watching, or the only cooking show I really like watching, you ever watch the Great British Bake Off?
No, I did not.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
So you've got like 7 or 8 seasons to catch up on.
Oh, goodness.
Plus their holiday episodes. I think they just started releasing new episodes on the 16th on Netflix for this new season. So this is like the only show my daughter and I will like completely take 8 hours out of our lives and sit down and binge. and watch it. We love this show. It's from Britain. They film it somewhere in England, and they move everybody to a tent. They move everybody to a castle, and on the grounds of this castle, there's a baking tent, and each week it's something different. But every year, or every season, it's the same weeks. It's just thrown in different. So there's a bread week, and there's a pastry week, and there's a cake week, and there's, you know, and then they give them three different things they have to do in each episode, and then they get judged, and it's amazing. I love that show. So it's a great Bake Off on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, Bridge, you gotta check it out.
So it's like the cookie competition shows, but they have the cute little accents.
Yes,
you know, they sound
absolutely
really elegant. Yeah.
So if you watch like the first, I think it's the first three or four seasons, it's two different hosts than seasons now, because the show was sold to a different network and then they hired their own hosts. But the hosts, they make funny cracks, but it's the judges that actually make the show and the different people they have on. It's really, really cool. And our favorite part of the show is on the end, the last episode, they always do the Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
And they've all they're always friends. You know, they become friends and then they go find each other and they go traveling and they go on vacation together. They get together and, you know, bake in their it's just a great show. I don't know. I love it. So.
Oh, yes. I'm going to check that out this weekend.
Yeah, tugs on the right heartstrings. So.
Oh, yes.
All right. We got about 18 minutes or so left of the 9:45 show. We're going to get into kind of our musical potpourri section of the show. We've played a lot of the local music right off the bat. So go ahead and if you missed any of that, feel free to listen to this show on demand or wait for the podcast to come out. Bridge, you sent me a couple of songs, one by Lizzo, To Be Loved, I Am Ready, and one by Tegan and Sarah, Walking with the Ghost. Now, you said Tegan and Sarah will be in concert soon?
Yeah, they're coming to First Ave in November. They just there's a new album. I think it's Cry Baby. There's a new album. The song that we're going to play is Old School. But I love them, so I want to go. I'm going to go see them at First Ave. And then Lizzo, okay, this is the song I told you I got mantra songs now. This is the song I play before I go on my dates.
Oh.
Like, yes.
This is your pump-up song?
It revs me up.
It's like when an athlete has that one song that they listen to before they go and do whatever sport they're doing. This is what you do before your dates.
Yeah. Am I ready? <Let's see. laughs> It's got an 80s, like, I don't know. It's got like an 80s sound to it. It just makes me happy. I'm like, be happy to try this dating thing, Bridge. Be happy. You're happy doing this.
All right. So we'll get into that. We're going to listen to Be Loved by Lizzo. And then after that, Walking with a Ghost by Tegan and Sarah. This is the 9:45 show on Frogtown Community Radio.
Sheesh. Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. That lovey-dovey, she's not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On the other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? Oh, oh, oh. Supposed to love somebody else when I don't like myself, like, ooh, guess I better learn to like this, ooh, it might take my whole life just to do, hey, hey, he called me Melly, he squeezed my belly, I'm too embarrassed to say I like it, girl, is this my boo, that's why I'm asking you, cause you know I've been through.
let me know.
That is right. So that's what we do sometimes. You know, I met a rock band this weekend. A couple of the members of Leaving Hope, which is like a hard rock heavy metal band here in the Twin Cities. We're gonna play some of their music coming up in the next week or two. Mm-hmm. So they were gonna get some rocking out from them. Listen to some of their music. It's really awesome. It's really loud. It's really it's not like the heavy metal and hard rock that's hard to listen to. You can actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play some of theirs. We might have them in studio too. A couple of cool guys that I met. So you know, living the dream and trying to be rock stars in this crazy world.
Awesome. Are any of them single?
I don't know. The two
I've
guys
never
I
dated
met...
a heavy metal rock star guy.
I know the lead singer is married. He did mention his wife. So, but the rest of the band members, there's like four other band members, Bridge. So
okay. I'm going to go creep on some social media. See if any of them are cute.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this weird version of the 945 show where we're where I'm stuck in kind of quarantine, but not really. I'm feeling fine. Got tested. We're just going to wait for we get some test results back. Bridge, thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
And thanks for bringing your witty witty wisdom is what we're going to call it. Witty wisdom.
Wisdoms. Yeah. Yes.
So
learn it as I go.
There you go. Yep. And this is the 945 show on Frogtown Community Radio. We will catch you next week back live in studio. We're going to be, I don't know, we'll bring some guest in. I think there's a big show at the Amsterdam that night with Nitro Wave. So we'll see if we can't get one or two of those groups that are playing to call in or something. And we can do some kind of call in interview with them.
Yes.
So we'll see what's in store. All right, thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great rest of your Saturday, and we will catch you next week.